Acts chapter 15.
Then some men came down to Antioch in Syria from Judea. They began teaching to non-Jewish brothers, "You cannot be saved if you are not circumcised. Moses told us to do it." Paul and Barnabas were very much opposed to this teaching. They argued with these men about it. So the group decided to send Paul, Barnabas, and some other men up to Jerusalem. These men were going there to talk more about this issue with the apostles and elders. The congregation helped the men with what they needed for the trip. These men went through the provinces of Phoenicia and Samaria. In these countries, they told all about how non-Jewish people had turned to the one true God. This made all the brothers very happy. Paul and Barnabas and the others arrived in Jerusalem. The apostles, the elders, and the whole congregation welcomed them. Paul, Barnabas, and the others told about all the things which God had done with them. Some of the believers in Jerusalem had belonged to the Pharisee sect. They stood up and claimed, "The non-Jewish believers must be circumcised. We must command them to obey the law of Moses." Then the apostles and the elders gathered to study this problem. There was a long debate. Then Peter stood up and said to them, "My brothers, I know you remember what happened in the early days. At that time, God chose me from among you to proclaim the good news to non-Jewish people, and they believed it. God knows the hearts of all people, and He accepted these non-Jewish people. He showed this to us by giving them the Holy Spirit too. God did the same thing for them that He did for us. When they made a commitment, God made their hearts pure. So now, why are you testing God? You are putting a heavy load around the necks of the non-Jewish followers. Neither we nor our ancestors were strong enough to carry it. No, we believe that both we and these people will be saved by the gracious love of the Lord Jesus." Then the whole group became quiet. They were listening to Paul and Barnabas tell all the miracles and wonders that God did through them among the non-Jewish people. After a time of silence, James spoke. He said, "My brothers, listen to me. Simon Peter has told us how God showed His love for non-Jewish people. For the first time, God accepted non-Jewish people and made them His own people. The written words of the prophets agree with this too. I will return later. I will build David's house again. It has fallen down, but I will build it up again. I will restore it. Then all people can look for the Lord God. All the other nations will search for Him. They can be my people too. The Lord God said this. And He is the one who does all these things. These things have been known from the beginning of time. So I think we shouldn't bother non-Jewish brothers who have turned to God. Instead, we should write a letter to tell them these things. Do not eat food which has been given to idols. Do not commit any kind of sexual sin. Do not eat animals which have been strangled. Do not taste blood. There are those in every town who proclaim the law of Moses. The words of Moses have been read in the synagogues every Sabbath day for generations long past. The apostles, the elders, and the whole congregation wanted to send some men with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch in Syria. The group decided to choose some of their own men. They chose Judas Barsabbas and Silas. These men were respected by the brothers in Jerusalem. The group sent the letter with these men. The letter said, "From the apostles and elders, your brothers, to all non-Jewish brothers in the city of Antioch and in the countries of Syria and Cilicia. Dear brothers, we have heard that some men have come to you from our group. The things they said have troubled and upset you, but we didn't tell them to do this. We have all agreed to choose some men and send them to you. They are with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul. Paul and Barnabas have given their lives to serve the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have sent Judas and Silas with them. They will tell you the same things. The Holy Spirit thinks you should have no more burdens. We agree. You only need to do these things. Do not eat any food which has been given to idols. Do not taste blood. Do not eat any animals which have been strangled. do not commit any kind of sexual sin. If you stay away from these things, you will do well. Now we say goodbye. So Paul, Barnabas, Judas, and Silas left Jerusalem. They went down to Antioch in Syria. They gathered the group of believers and gave them the letter. When the believers read it, they were happy. It encouraged them. Judas and Silas were prophets too. They said many things to help the brothers and to make them stronger. After Judas and Silas stayed there for a while, they left with a blessing of peace from the brothers. Judas and Silas went back to the brothers in Jerusalem who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas were staying on in Antioch. They and many others were telling the good news and teaching the people the message of the Lord. A few days later, Paul said to Barnabas, "We spoke the Lord's message in many towns. We should go back to all of those towns to visit the brothers and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to bring John Mark along with them too. But on their first trip, John Mark had left them at Pamphylia. He did not continue with them in the work. So Paul didn't think it was such a good idea to take him along. Paul and Barnabas had a sharp disagreement about this. They separated and went different ways. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed to the island of Cyprus. Paul chose Silas to go with him. The brothers in Antioch put Paul into the Lord's care and sent him out. Paul and Silas went through the countries of Syria and Cilicia, helping the individual groups of God's people grow stronger.